I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, so you are an older woman, and you're in the dating pool. You kind of prefer younger guys. You're what people could call a mother I'd like to fuck. You're very active in the dating pool. You have grown children, and you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna like. I honestly don't know how you don't know this is going to happen when signing up. But okay, so you're like, I'm going to do this show, this dating show. It's so cool. Like, I get to go meet younger guys. And you're meeting all the other MILFs. And you're like, okay, so this is kind of like a bunch of us. And then they'll show us the guys. And they reveal the guys. And the guys are you're looking down the line, like, wow, these like young 20 somethings. Oh my God, so cute. And then you see your fucking son. What do you fucking do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Okay, Colin screamed silently.
There was an Edward Munch silent scream.
And in the lead up to the record, Kelly was like, I have a hot take about something that I think should be illegal. And Ryan and I were both like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Don't say another word.
Was it that?
Yes, of course it was Bill Fanning.
Okay, because it gets worse, you guys. Like, it gets worse because there are challenges.
Because they have to fuck their sons.
Well, here's the thing that's worse. They have to share their room with the sons.
No.
Yes. So they have to sleep in the room with
the sons.
Do you
put a scrunchie on the doorknob when you're going to fuck some other?
Literally, episode one, one of the moms is like, I'm texting one of the guys. And the son is like, are you serious, mom? And she's like, yeah. And then he cock blocks his own mom,
which I would
I would too.
Like, why are you
I was watching this with Lucas
cock blocking as a moral issue.
I was watching this with Lucas, and he was like, if I was there with my mom, I would fight every single person, every single one of these freaks that tried to talk to my mom.
If I was on this MILF island, I wouldn't spend a single night in my own room. It wouldn't be an issue.
There you go.
That's a great point.
Okay. That is a great point.
So, yeah, this is the other thing. Okay, so one of the challenges is such that, and I think they're given so many opportunities to be like, maybe I don't want to be involved in this. It gets much worse because there's challenges. There's different challenges. The one in episode one is that the moms are blindfolded. The boys stand in a line, shirtless.
No.
They have to feel all of the boys' abs and try and pick out their son.
No.
And if they pick their son correctly, then they get to choose the fastest mom-son duo gets to choose their nicest rooms.
That is, here's the thing.
That's that is, gauging like how attracted you are to your own,
to your own son.
Right.
How and, familiar
or how familiar you are,
you are
sure. with the landscape of your son's chest.
And there was literally one woman who did it in 30 seconds. And her son was like one of the last ones. She's like, I recognize him immediately.
Well, here's the thing. You would probably signal to your mom.
Yeah.
Like flex a pec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In, like Morse code. I'm your son.
I'm your son.
Honestly, they could probably smell the fucking Michael Jordan cologne that he's wearing.
Yeah.
More so than I
but
feel like the
all
abs.
Wearing
I think they get, yeah, they get standard issue cologne.
Yeah. They get a little goodie bag. It's like cologne, yeah, every underwear. Morning,
they spray them down. Yeah,
it's like a hose.
So is it secretly about bonding with your son?
No.
Because it doesn't, because to me, that, I saw a clip of that challenge.
Mm.
And I assumed the challenge was, feel these chests. Which one is the hottest chest? Mm. Pick that person.
No.
To date.
And then go on a date with
and
them.
And go on a date with them. Guess what? It could be your son.
I also like.
I thought that's where we were going with this. But this is way worse of like, find your son.
So that you can pick the best room with your son.
I think that is worse, though, because then you're tricking people into saying that your son is sexy.
No, because then it's social commentary, because it's like, look at what you're doing. You're dating your fucking son. There's a 20-year-old there, you guys, and the women are 60.
It's crossing the streams a little bit, right? That, like, there could be an angle of, like, bond with your son.
Yeah.
And there could be an angle of, like, fuck all the boys who aren't your son.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is, like, feel up all the boys, but, like, feel up your son the best so that you bond better.
Okay. Now... The challenge that they teased for next week is the moms.
Same thing, but with dicks.
Well, the moms are blindfolded, laying topless.
No.
Okay, not up. Down.
On their stomachs. On their
stomachs. Not up.
Not up, but down. On their stomachs, on massage tables. The sons are blindfolded. They all go in a line and give two-minute massages to the women and then keep rotating.
How many contestants?
I think there's like 12?
I was going to say couples. I was going to say how many couples?
You wouldn't have been wrong.
I think like 12 or 10 or something.
Okay.
Okay. And you give the massages and then you have to guess which one was your mom.
Or vice like versa. Which son is touching me? Yeah. No, the mom is which son is touching me.
So the moms have
which
to answer for everything.
Which
one was my son that touched me?
And of the five touchings, which one did I birth?
It would be very easy as the son to like...
They'd be like, I am your son.
Or just do a bad job.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the sons were blindfolded
Are blindfolded.
Oh,
they don't know.
Sons are
it's
blindfolded.
Double blind.
So now you're getting erect, massaging your mom and everything.
I know.
This is horrifying.
I know. Awful.
I know, you guys.
What?
It's on TLC. Check it out. Like
I think the thing you said is so true. Like, it is about... shaming these women for having a sex drive
and like shaming these boys for like
for wanting to date.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah
that's fucked up. It's
I know
so...
right that is that it, well but like there is a shame element that I feel like is warranted because both the sons and the moms think they are going on like regular but separate dating shows.
Yes, that's so, what they thought. Yes,
yeah so they thought they were going to be on some other kind of gross show,
right?
And it turns out this show is just even grosser than that.
Wait. So like, these are intimate moms and sons, not like intimate, but like they have a relationship.
Close, yeah.
They're right? not estranged.
They're not estranged.
No.
Did they not
mention,
hey, I'm also going on a reality TV dating
See,
show?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
right. How do you not know?
How do you not know?
Well,
I'm calling shenanigans. It's fake. Everyone knew going in. Everyone knew going in.
No one's really moms.
No one's really moms. There are no moms.
No one's sons. One of the moms says out loud, she's like, I thought that it was like, she thought it was going to be like, it's like moms on this dating thing and then sons on this dating thing, but not together.
Right.
Okay.
So she thought it was like... She thought she knew that mothers and sons were involved, but not that they would be together.
Not
involved.
That they would be doing it in the grossest...
Yeah. Like, she thought it was like a different resort that they'd be at. Incorrect. They're at the same resort.
Which I think that show is interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sure.
Dealing with your child dating, dealing with your mom dating. Like, what are those mm-hmm. dynamics? Like... Mm-hmm.
Either way, there's like a showbiz family stage mom kind of component that makes me wholly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where it's like, they're probably the grossest people with the grossest relationships already.
Yeah.
And then they go on these dating shows and they have to date their own sons.
Yeah. It should be illegal.
It should. Yeah.
Everyone should be arrested.
It is so disgusting. Like, and like, so in the first episode, like the mom, and that was another thing where I'm like, what do you do here? Like, okay, okay, let's say you realize you're on this show. You're like, okay, I guess I'm in beautiful La Paz, Mexico.
Yeah.
I'll just stay at this cool resort. And like,
I've already cleared my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's retired.
Right. Well,
sure.
So,
but like someone's letting the dog out. Yeah. Right. So, like, okay. They made arrangements.
There's also like all of the moms are either like Pilates instructors, mm-hmm. or one is a surgeon. And also,
can you imagine you wake up from your surgery and it's one of the moms,
MILF Manor.
Okay, MILF Manor. MILF Island is the 30
is
Rock.
From 30 Rock. Yeah. Yeah. Which, first of all, they owe them a check.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then probably also the creators of American Pie also owe them a check too.
Yeah. But yeah, there's one, and I'm not going to besmirch the people of Orange County, but there is one woman who is from Orange County that's like the most Orange County woman. Also, I think her son cannot read because I'm like worried because like he's very stupid, very, very stupid, right? Yeah. Where you're like, I don't know if I should sleep with this person because they're so stupid. Maybe not ethical. And then like she like shows him a text. Or no, this is a different mom and son. This is the 20-year-old son.
This texting thing is also a weird thing in these reality shows. They usually do not have
phones.
Yeah, so I think they have special phones.
Yeah, probably.
But, so she got a text from first night. One of the boys is like, where are you? And texts it.
Probably with the R and the U.
Yes. And she shows it to her son and he's like, where are you? Like, he cannot read it.
Maybe he needs glasses.
Let's hope. Let's hope that the glasses are misplaced.
The glasses are not a standard issue.
No.
The cologne, yes. Glasses, no.
Well, they take them.
Yeah, they take them all away. Turn in your glasses.
Oh, my God. How scary is that? You're surrounded by MILFs. One is your mom, and you can't see. Find your glasses.
Well, wait. They're also blindfolding them, so that's literally a situation. You don't even have to imagine it. This is fucking cursed. I kind of like it.
No, I was like really into it, and I will continue watching it.
On TLC?
It's on TLC, aka I think like Discovery or whatever.
Okay. Do you have like the Discovery app? How are you watching it?
I watched it on someone else's app. I was not in charge of the television.
Were you held down? I
was held down. I was blindfolded.
Son was pressing play.
You were held at shotgun point.
Yeah.
You were face down on a massage table, and as the show started, it tilted up.
Yeah.
I just heard it.
But then
I just heard it.
The shotgun still there.
Yeah, the shotgun was still there. We never lost the shotgun. Guys, we're doing shotgun ships.
Woo!
Because the shotgun wedding is coming to Amazon Prime.
You know what I was going to say?
What's that?
As a segue for that?
Huh.
I was going to be like, luckily, most of these women are postmenopausal, so they wouldn't get pregnant, so you wouldn't need a shotgun wedding.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Doesn't count, though.
Also true. Yeah, because it doesn't count. Because you know what? What is it? A dollar short? What is it? Daylight dollar short.
Yeah.
Sad.
Too little, too late.
Right. Close but no cigar.
Right. They all work.
Great. Okay, so shotgun ships.
Shotgun wedding looks cute. Like, it looks funny.
Here's the thing. The first 30 seconds of the trailer look horrible.
Yes. Yeah.
You're like, this is a dumb movie. I don't care that J-Lo is having, like, second thoughts about this marriage. I don't care.
Right.
Josh Duhamel is just so blandly handsome. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Then... terrorists come.
Terrorists.
What is this movie?
Okay, yeah, no, so, like, the trailer's
so
funny.
Like, it's a like wedding comedy. Like, all the hijinks at our wedding, and like, I'm not sure.
And the trailer's really
J-Lo.
It's J-Lo and Josh Duhamel.
And the trailer's really well assembled to be like the first half of it. You're supposed to think this like, movie looks like
totally.
It fucking
just a total skip.
It's like literally like music, like da 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 music.
Yeah.
Then we're at the wedding, and then someone gets shot in the fucking head and dies. And then these like guerrilla fighters like jump out of like fucking bushes and kill everybody.
Right.
So
then it just becomes like Die Hard at a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this is, I wonder, is it too similar to Lost City? I just really love Lost City.
I think Lost City paved the way for this to exist.
Walk So It Could Run. Mm-hmm.
But they're different. And I mean, the vibe of Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock is so different.
Unmatched.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you know what? This is like, I I'm excited for this to come back.
Yes.
The adventure rom-com, like Romancing the
Stone.
It's a good genre.
Yeah, I want more of it.
And Jennifer Coolidge is in this, right?
Yes.
Oh. Mm,
she plays, I believe, his mother.
Yeah. She'll have a total freak out. There'll be guns around. It'll be a good time.
That sounds very fun.
Yeah.
Do we have any shotgun ships that we want to share.
Yeah, I got a shotgun ship.
Let's hear a shotgun ship.
Okay, you know who's fucking cool as shit and has a shotgun?
Who?
Ash?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of them, so I should probably just tell you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's keep guessing. Any character in Resident Evil.
3 hours later.
Karen Kim is a character who I think is the most underrated Quentin Tarantino creation in all his fucking movies. Mm. She is the assassin that shows up to Beatrice's hotel in Kill Bill 2.
So oh, yeah.
I'm a fucking surgeon with this shotgun.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, she's so cool. Okay, so.
Wow, that scene totally fell out of my head
until you said,
I'm a fucking surgeon with this. I'm a fucking surgeon with the shotgun.
Yeah.
Awesome, yes.
It's fucking cool as shit. Okay, so she shows up. All right, so Kill Bill 2, she's on her mission. This is a flashback. It's B's last assignment. She's gonna go kill this woman, but then she thinks she's pregnant, so she bails on the mission. She's back at her hotel room. She's got the pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And then Kim is an agent of her target. Yes, Lisa Wong. So she knocks on the door, like, hey, we've got a bouquet of flowers for you from the front desk. And she's like, oh, just leave it outside. Boom! The fucking door explodes with a shotgun blast. She fucking kicks the door in. B throws a fucking knife at her, which she blocks with the butt of her fucking shotgun.
Yes,
and then it's sticking out of the gun the rest of the scene. Oh, it's so fucking badass. But so then they have this fucking moment. I'm pregnant. She doesn't believe her. Kim's performance of finding the pregnancy test on the ground to confirm that she's pregant and while trying to hold the shotgun so on her.
What the fuck is this shit? I don't know how to read this.
Yeah, it's like, the box with the instructions is right there. And then she's got to find the box while
she's
pointing
reading
a shotgun.
It real slow. Yeah.
It's like the best scene of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's so underrated. She's so fucking cool. It's played perfectly. But then the thing is, so Beatrice talks her out of killing her because they're doing the Mexican standoff. And she's like, I'm going to go home. You go home. And like, that's the end. She's like, congratulations on the pregnancy. And that's the end of the scene.
And that's when you see her through like the shotgun blast
in the door. Yeah. It's so perfect.
Congratulations. Runs away.
Yeah. I like to believe that Kim did go home and she went on the lam and stopped working as an assassin for Lisa.
So went home and then left home.
Went home, left home. All right. Yeah, went home, quote unquote, found a new home.
Got it.
Left her her dangerous life of murder behind her and went on. And, you know, we know the story of how B progresses. She does her vengeance. She closes the door. Her and her daughter are going to have like a fucking weird life on the lam in South America.
Yeah.
But my ship basically comes down to the moment at the end of the fucking Christopher Nolan Batman movie where Bruce Wayne and Michael Caine like see each other in the coffee shop. I want that 20 years later for Kim and B.
I love
to
that.
Just fucking see each other across the way and be like, we fucking got out, man. Yeah, no one's going to murder us. And then Daryl Hannah shows up with no eyes and fucking starts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah, the door to the coffee shop. Yeah, kicked down. Daryl Hannah's fucking there, and then it's like slammed to black.
Yeah, they do that whistling thing, and then
Oh, that was the other thing. Okay, so whenever B sees someone from her past, so she sees Kim in the coffee.
That's
so good. But she sees her in the coffee shop, and we're waiting for the music to hit.
We get the string quartet version of it.
It just doesn't come.
Yeah.
And that's when we know she's finally escaped the life. She's finally out from under her revenge plot.
I love that.
That's so good.
Thank you.
It's really good.
I have two shotgun ships, and one of them is also like Tarantino related.
Mm-hmm.
So can I tag off of that?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Hobo with a Shotgun, right? One of the trailers that was in the Grindhouse like collection of flicks, right? Mm-hmm. Got me to the Death Proof, right? The Quentin mm-hmm. Tarantino movie in that double feature. I was just thinking about Stuntman Mike.
Yeah.
That's
Kurt Russell.
That's Kurt Russell's okay. character, yeah. And like we basically just see him effectively murder a car full of women in the first half of that movie, and then like fail to kill a car full of women in the second half of that movie. And I was just thinking, like, I want to know, like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy, right? Like, what? Because like we know that he's a stuntman. And he's like, my car is so specially built that like I can't die in it. Like it's death proof, right? But like, why is he killing people? What's going on here? And I was like, who would be a good person to like figure that out? And I was like, wouldn't it be great if Clarice Starling, as guided by Hannibal Lecter,
oh my god,
that they were talking through and like applying the same logic that they were applying to Buffalo Bill and being like, here's why he's projecting this like hyper masculinity. Here's like the gender play that he's up to, and like just really breaking him down. I don't really actually want a relationship between Hannibal Lecter and Stuntman Mike, but I want them to be aware of each other,
mm-hmm.
and I want to hear Hannibal Lecter's take on Stuntman Mike.
I mean, the ship is really the relationship between Clarice and Hannibal. Like,
yeah,
the one
that
already
true.
Exists.
Yeah, that is,
yeah. Yeah.
Also, hopefully not romantic.
No.
Also, hopefully not romantic.
It depends on which books you read.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do go on.
Oh, no.
different reactions. Different reactions. Do go on and oh, no.
Oh, no.
I immediately went from, like, hopefully not romantic to, like, do they fuck?
And if so, how much?
But so that's
number one.
That's number one. But my other shotgun ship comes from like my broken brain that has just been marketed to for 40 fucking years.
Yeah.
And so it comes from like a just coincidence of release schedules and like advertising.
Okay.
Animal Crossing, New Horizons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shotguns
how? Just wait. Came out on the same day in 2020 as Doom Eternal.
I love Doom Eternal, dude.
That's like a Doom franchise?
It's like a Doom game.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a Doom game.
Insane.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking heavy metal, death metal the whole fucking time while you're just killing these like deeply beastly creatures. It's fun.
Yeah. And it's like, it's all very like, it's quick and you have
high
to like,
octane.
Yeah, string together your attacks to like get powered up and like do these combos.
It's
and, like,
fun
stuff.
As shit.
It's great. But like two more different games could not come out on the same day, right?
Yeah.
But
I didn't know they came out the same day.
Came out the same day. And there was like a friendly thing between Nintendo and Bethesda that these games were coming out at the same time and being like, good luck to you, Doom Eternal. Good luck to you, Animal
oh,
Crossing.
That's so cute. That feels more Animal Crossing. That
but
doesn't
it,
feel
it was,
true
it was both
to
ways.
The Doom.
It came both ways, okay? And this was represented frequently in art, both from Nintendo and from Bethesda, of Isabelle from Animal Crossing and the Doom guy. Sometimes Isabelle is also like rocking a, you know, big fucking gun.
Shut the fuck up.
And sometimes they're just like eating at a little cafe on a desert island.
That's so
that's
cute.
Very cute.
So I ship those two together.
That's so good.
And like, you know, it can be that like Isabelle's working on the island and then she like takes the little boat with Cap'n and he's like takes her off to hell where she and Doom guy waste some demons together and then like come back and enjoy like some coffee at Brewster's coffee shop.
Shut the fuck up.
That's so
that's
cute.
So funny.
That's so cute.
That's my main ship is the Doom guy and Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
That's very good. Okay, I have one and I'll be quick.
Just quick.
No, it's
also, you won't.
I won't. I say, I'm like, I don't have much to say about it, but you know, whatever. I probably do. So, okay. So in the Fallout games, and this game, I feel like it's so weird. It got like Game of the Year or whatever, but I think it's like one of the most, like critically, like people didn't actually really like it that much of the Fallout series, Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which I agree. I mean, Fallout New Vegas is like much more fun. That being said, so this is from Fallout 4. This and I'm doing it because shotguns, you use them in the game. So,
oh yeah, that's the connection to Doom Guy as well.
Yeah, yes, you use shotguns.
Shotguns.
So there's this character called Hancock who I really, really like. He basically, so he's a ghoul. If you're not familiar with the like Fallout mythos, I guess. Ghouls are like people who have been so irradiated, but somehow survived. But they look like inside out people, basically. Like they look like gnarly, but they have like really high radiation. What's it called? Resistance.
Tolerance.
Yeah, because they're basically like walking radiation. Like if you get hit by one, you can get like radiation pain. And there's often like ghouls kind of sometimes have their own, like settlements and stuff, because there are feral ghouls who are completely feral. They can like
feral
kill people.
Ghouls.
Yeah. And they're like, they're not like sentient really. They're just like kind of zombies. Mm. And then there's like ghouls who are like, they're
Can
just like,
talk?
Yeah, they're just like
okay.
people. Yeah. They're just people that live for a very long time.
I googled one, and there's one of the first images is an inside out man wearing a three corner hat.
That's Hancock.
Is it? Show to me.
Yeah. So Hancock. Wait, where's the three corner? Oh yeah, that's Hancock on the left. So he's great. So they also like can do a lot of drugs and like not have too much effect.
Hell
on
yeah,
them.
Man.
So Hancock, like originally.
But that means you got to do even more drugs to like have the effect you want.
They do. That just means they're
doing
good,
the
they're
drugs
good
isn't cool. Getting high is cool, right?
Well, also, having him.
If I could just eat all the drugs and not feel any of the effects, baby. Yeah.
No, so, that's called being deep in your addiction.
So he's deep in addiction.
Okay.
He fully is, because he like deals with, he's like very depressed about things, and like it's made him like a little bit crazy. He is a little crazy. But he's like very, very charismatic and funny, and like he can be your companion and you can romance him. And he basically like he is mayor of like Good Neighbor, which is like a settlement for ghouls.
Okay.
And he and his brother had this falling out because his brother was running on an anti-ghoul campaign because they used to both not be ghouls. And then he like went crazy, did a bunch of drugs, and then did this experimental thing to turn himself into a ghoul.
Oh my
it
God.
Succeeded. Yeah, he like, and he's like fully like, I can't deal with like the sad things in my life, so I'm just going to like constantly be high and drunk. And then he was like, I need to like run for mayor. So he's like, I'll get clean for that. Gets clean for it, does it. And then he's like, okay, now I'm back. But he's like fully.
You got to love the ability to like set goals and follow through,
yeah.
right?
He's very like goal minded. But the thing that I really like about him is that if you max out his like friendship level, you get this perk called Isodoped, where like if you, so in the game, you're constantly trying to keep your radiation low.
Right.
And like you can eat food to help your health, but it gives you radiation. Like everything gives you radiation. But with him, if your radiation is 250 or higher, which is quite high, your critical chance goes up like a lot. And like you could hit someone once and they would like die.
Yeah.
So I like that like his perk is that like it's like, hey, just be a little fucked up like me and like it's pretty cool.
Right. He lets you ghoul out a little bit.
Yeah, he lets
can
you ghoul
ever,
out.
Can you ever go full ghoul?
No, you can't go full ghoul. Okay. No. But I really like him because he's like very, you know how like Harley Quinn's kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Like that kind.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And I say crazy, you know, not in the, you know, whatever, not in a like mental illness kind of way. He's acting like literarily crazy.
Right. Well, and like Harley Quinn, it sounds like he's really just a function of his environment, right?
Yes.
Where he's like, no, I'm not crazy. The world has gone crazy. I'm just matching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
sure.
Harley Quinn's deal too, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't be the normal
wait, maybe
people,
him and Harley should be together.
Yeah, what were you going to ship him with?
Yeah, oh, I was going to ship him with, I like, no, not me, but like the character that you play. I like that. But you know what? Honestly, Harley, I think if Harley showed up and they just kind of wreak havoc,
that'd be pretty great.
That'd be, cause he would have the disfigurement thing that she likes about Joker.
Well, and the man in power thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's true. Actually a good person and is like trying to help the ghouls and like, it's not just like, let's watch the world burn, baby, kind of thing.
Yeah, oh, and it would be fun to see her become like a militant arm of the like political office of Good Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going out and fucking up human society on behalf of the ghouls just because like, Harley's best when she just aligns herself temporarily with a cause.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, that's when she's most fun to
watch. Yeah, so like, that's like her phase then. She's like, oh, the phase is that I'm going to like be doing this ghoul thing for a little bit.
Post-apocalyptic Harley Quinn. I tell you what, that's a
that's a
DC string of words. Animated movie that I probably won't watch.
But yeah, that's my ship. I amended it last minute.
Hell yeah,
Harley Quinn and Hancock.
It's beautiful.
That's great.
Oh, and I'm sorry. The reason that he picks that outfit to wear is that he went on a horrible bender and woke up in a like museum next to I think it's like a famous general's like actual outfit and was like, I will wear this now and this will be me.
Great.
And like that's how he picks
it.
Oh, John Hancock's. His name is not Hancock. It's John Hancock's outfit. So he like wears it. His name is like John, not John. It's like Joseph or something like different.
There's a
something
king.
Wildly different like Joseph.
there's a King of the Hill where Hank gets drugged, stripped, and left in the Alamo. And to like go back out into the world, he steals David Bowie's outfit and he runs out of the museum and he's like, why am I wearing the hat?
That's so funny.
You gotta keep the whole outfit together.
I guess so. Yeah, you silly. Get the you get the set bonus if you wear all three pieces.
Yeah.
Daniel Boone. Got it.
You said David Bowie.
You said David Bowie.
David Bowie.
So I thought he was running out there looking like Ziggy Stardust.
Me too.
Oh,
and I was like,
fucking red.
In Alamo?
What is wait, who's the Bowie guy?
He walks out as the thin
who's
white
the Bowie,
Duke.
The Bowie knife?
John Bowie, I think.
No, it's not John Bowie.
Wait, do you mean the raccoon hat? Davy Crockett?
No, the guy whose name is Bowie, he is the namesake of the Bowie knife. Bowie, not Bowie.
Hold on.
I think it's David Bowie.
Is that what David Bowie... Because his real name is Jones, right?
It's something wildly different.
Like,
John.
No,
James Bowie.
James
he was
Bowie?
A slave smuggler.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for him.
Hey, man,
wait,
Texas needs its heroes from anywhere
I think,
it can get
it. Oh, wait,
it.
Yeah. I think... No, I think...
They're two different kinds, yes.
No, you guys did. I think he may be...
Maybe
a bad guy.
Well, let's see. He's a folk hero of American culture. That doesn't help us.
No.
American culture is not good.
Oh, so this is the Bowie knife thing?
Yeah.
So he was really good with the knife. He, after he was shot and stabbed, he killed the sheriff of Rapides Parish with a large knife.
In what way is he smuggling slaves?
I know, we need to see this. Okay, like, here we go. Here we go. Land speculator and slave smuggler. Let's see if it was good or bad.
Land speculator is not a good sign.
Not good. Oh, very bad.
Oh,
very, very bad. Okay. It was after the United States had outlawed the importation of slaves, and he was like, I still want to do it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know what? I hope he gets killed by a bunch of Mexican soldiers.
Yeah.
At the Alamo.
Well, terrifying. I wish he had run out looking like the Thin White Duke. That would have been much more fun.
It's not good. Okay, I'm reading more. It's not good.
Ryan, do you have a shotgun ship to get us out of this slave smuggling?
Shotguns make me think of the show Supernatural.
Okay. Oh, yes.
They use salt in their shotguns to kill demons. And I thought of the two boys, Dean and Sam. Not together. But
this isn't
not-
MILF Manor.
I haven't thought about those two boys together in months.
And Dean is my favorite because he's like the older brother and he carries a lot of pain inside. He's also really handsome.
Wow, projecting.
But here's the thing. He, like, hooks up with waitresses as they travel. Yeah. That's his life. That's where he wants to be. So
sure.
I don't think it would... I don't know that a romantic partnership is what I ship for him. Mm-hmm. I think what he needs is, like, his mom died when he was really young. I think he needs, like, a feminine presence who also travels the country doing stuff, who is warm and like will treat him like a nephew. And if he gets accused of murder, she's going to help him out.
Oh,
Jessica Fletcher.
What?
But she doesn't travel, right?
Yes, she does.
She travels.
She's in Cabot Cove.
There's a lot of specials where she's not
30% of the time. And then she's like going, usually like a nephew has a wedding or a nephew's in trouble with the law.
You have to, because otherwise the murder rate is already shockingly high.
So she's in Cabot Cove like a good amount. And earlier seasons, she's more in Cabot Cove, but she travels around a lot.
Okay.
She's not like in a, she's not doing it the way that Dean does it.
Right.
So
she travels by train and plane.
So their relationship, their relationship then would be
he can call her and she'll check in. Yeah, it's not romantic.
Okay.
He calls her, they check in with each other. She tells him the gossip in Cabot Cove, gives him like this sense of normalcy that's completely outside. He never tells her about demons.
Okay. Never? She never finds out about demons. Know.
So he's just saying like,
I mean,
trouble.
She's very smart.
Right.
But.
Oh my God.
How does that not seep into her work though? Like at some point she's got to start writing about demons, right?
Yeah, but those would be bestsellers too.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
It doesn't hurt her to have more darkness.
I can picture the episode of Supernatural, the crossover, where Dean is like being all cagey about visiting this little town, Cabot Cove, and won't tell Sam why they have to go to this town. He's like, so what's the demon? What's going on over there? It's like, don't worry about it. I'm doing this one on my own. And then he just goes and like has lunch with her.
And Sam is so mad because Sam's like, wait, so you have this like warm friend that like is there for you? And like, and Dean's like, give me something, Sam. Let me have something on my own.
Also, Sam would get his mommy issues all over the relationship. Come on. I like it, Mogi. This is a good setup.
Yeah, and Jessica is not made to be a mom. She's made to be an aunt.
Sure, right. So she,
that's the role she wants to play with young men.
And this is with Sam?
With Dean. And then Sam, I guess he can, but it's really
amazing. Maybe he needs his own like mommy figure.
If she was going to go on MILF Manor, which of the sons would go?
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.